I should say, amount of time and effort in order to ensure that we protect that privacy, and beyond that, the privacy of citizens around the world. It's not just Americans. Several things come into play here. First, we're all on the same network. My communications, I'm a user of a particular internet email service that is the number one email service of choice by terrorists around the world, number one. And so I'm there right beside them in email space, in the internet. And so we need to be able to pick that apart and find the information that's relevant. In doing so, we're going to necessarily encounter Americans and innocent foreign citizens who are just going about their business. And so we have procedures in place that shreds that out, that says, okay, when you find that, not if you find it, when you find it, because you're certain to find it, here's how you protect that. These are called minimization procedures. They're approved by the Attorney General and constitutionally based. And so we protect those. And then for citizens of the world who are going about their lawful business on a day-to-day basis, the president, on his 17 January speech, laid out some additional protections that we are providing to them. So I think absolutely folks do have a right to privacy.